Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. This is Peter Paul Bertola. I know what happened to our caller here. Just called in and waiting for her to call back. This is weird. Anyway, Barbara Coe was supposed to be our guest, and she's with the California Coalition on Immigration Reform. And I don't know quite what happened here. But here she's back here. Okay, Barbara.
Yes.
Oh, good. You can't be off there. Welcome to the program. Glad you can make it. Could you give people a little information about yourself and what you've been doing and your organization?
Sure. I'm the founder and chairperson of the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, which is rather a misnomer because we are nationwide. We've been active since 1992. We have a very definite goals and objectives, and those are very, very simple, and that is enforce our immigration laws and protect our citizens from illegal alien invaders. We were the authors of the Proposition 187 in 1994, which denied taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal aliens. We have sponsored billboards throughout our nation, and those are some of the major high points of our organization. We're very, very active. We're on the front lines all of the time fighting the illegal alien invasion of our country. And we go to Washington every year. We go to our state capitol every year to lobby. And that is sort of a thumbnail sketch of who we are.
I call these people economic refugees. They're not coming here to register to vote, although the bogus nonprofits and people like Acorn it's been our experience, have been registering these non-citizens to vote, absentee especially. Your groups and other groups have been accused of violent acts against these alleged illegal aliens or economic refugees. What do you say to that? I'm playing devil's advocate.
Oh, sure, and that's fine. No, we have never been violent. None of our members have ever been violent toward illegal aliens. Conversely, we have certainly quite often been the target of their violence.
Oh, yeah. Your organization, by the way, approximately how many members in the organization who are active?
We have around 6,000 to 8,000 nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
That we represent several groups, in fact, 27 groups throughout the nation. And our people, pardon me, are very, very active in our groups and, attending the tea parties. Many of them attend the tea parties. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you aware that there's got to be some in your neck of the woods down south, since I'm up in the north, They're under the Department of Health and Human Services. There's goes back to 1946, the Hill-Burton Act. That's not the Burtons of San Francisco. This was Senator Lister Hill of Alabama and Burton, I forgot where he's from. The Truman administration started this community health clinic network. There are about an estimated 6,000 across the country and into the territories, and they get about $9 billion. And nobody's talking about this. We've got at least six or seven here in San Francisco. But when I checked the Code of Federal Regulations, illegal aliens, or they can, the doctors, nurses, the medical personnel have to serve these people, whoever comes in, who is low or no income. They do check or try to. I've monitored some of the things. Were you aware of that? That also, we've got a conflict here. If the Obamacare goes through, nobody's talking about what about the 6,000 community health clinic system. What's going to happen to that? Were you aware of any of that?
I have heard about it, but I am not familiar with the details. I just know that as the Obama death care plan stands right now, that illegal aliens are in line to be receiving even more of our tax-funded benefits for their health care.
Uh-huh. Now, the other, and of course, you're familiar with, what are they, the anchor babies? Is that what they call them? The women that cross the border and have their babies in American hospitals, and then they can claim for the child American citizenship. Were you aware of these things going on down there along our borders?
Oh, yes, and we are in the process right now of working with Ted Hilton, who has an initiative that he wants to get off the ground. It's called the California Taxpayer Protection Act. However, we like to call it Anchors Away, which would deny them tax-funded benefits.
Who's Ted Hilton?
I beg your pardon?
Who is the man you referred to who's got this proposition?
His name is Ted Hilton, who is the author and proponent of this initiative.
I mean, he's not related to Conrad Hilton of the Hilton Hotels or any of those wild girls, is he?
No. No, he's not. Monetarily, I wish he was, but he's not.
Okay, well, actually, they sold those hotels a long time ago. This is going to be very – who would you say of the Dirty Dozen, who would be the most pro-illegal alien of our legislators on the state level and in Washington? Do you have a Dirty Dozen list?
Dirty Dozen, no, but it would probably be closer to three dozen if we were to put it. However, you know, heading the list at the national level, obviously – is Mr. Obama, because he is out there on the forefront fighting for them consistently. We certainly have several in our state that are out there on the battle lines, and I think we could very easily say that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is leading the parade. He has certainly been very stalwart on their behalf, even in the face of our incredible state deficit, because we are looking at approximately $13.1 billion of our tax dollars annually that we are forced to use to fund the benefits for these lawbreakers.
Are there any now in Arizona? There's Sheriff Apayo. You've heard of him, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. I was very fortunate to be able to meet him approximately a month ago.
Is there anybody in California among our state or county law enforcement that will uphold federal and state laws on illegal aliens or these economic migrants?
Not really that much, not at the moment. We are certainly looking forward, hopefully, to the election of Mr. Bill Hunt, who is running for sheriff of Orange County, And we're also looking to Mr. LeSueur, who is running for sheriff of San Diego County, both of whom have been endorsed by Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Now, who would you say in the media is our biggest a pro-illegal alien or economic migrant? Do you have a dirty dozen there, or three dozen? I mean, these people, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, we really don't put together dirty dozen lists, if you will.
Maybe you ought to start.
Yeah, you know what? I think that is a tremendous idea so that we could discuss them effectively.
Yeah, make them accountable. Hold them accountable.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, of course, we have so many in at the state and federal level. As I said before, it could probably go into several dozen, but we are on the front lines battling to get these people out of there. I think the 2010 elections are going to be quite incredible, and we are working tirelessly to get those that betray their oath of office out of office.
You had, of course, I couldn't afford to keep it up at the time, but you did have a very good newsletter. When I assume people down there do read the L.A. Times, the San Diego Union, Orange County Register, all these papers, when these blatantly misleading pro-illegal alien economic migrant articles and editorials are written, does anybody call up and try to hold the author or the editor or the publisher to account and make them correct their errors and this misinformation?
Oh, yes. Our people are doing letters to the editor on an ongoing basis. However, we are, of course, very, very fortunate if they are ever printed. The vast majority of the time, they refuse to print them, particularly the Los Angeles Times.
Oh, yeah, since the Tribune got them, and that used to be a conservative paper, as I remember. How can people contact your organization, and what can they do for your organization?
Well, we would love to have them contact us. We have a toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and we also have a website, which is ccir.net. And we'd love to be able to talk with them. As I said, our toll-free number is 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and we'll give them any information that they would like to have on the issues. And if they'd like to join us, we'd love to have them become new members, which, of course, they would get not only our monthly newsletter, but also be on our email list.
Do you still used to have a kind of a regular radio program with a Southern California host? Do you still have any of that?
No, we never had a regular program ourselves. No. Terry Anderson is our champion down here in the Los Angeles metropolitan area, and of course he goes out to stations throughout the state as well as in other states. John Clark is one of our key members. He has a radio program called America Betrayed. And those people are representing us a great deal on the home front, if you will. Of course, John's is a computer station. Terry can be heard locally on radio as well as keying into his program on your computer. So those are our two primary people that are out there on the the forefront, if you will, representing the coalition.
Now, of several of these groups, like I think it's MAPA and some of the other so-called Mexican groups, they don't represent conservative Mexicans, I found out, or Latinos. There's a lot of discussion about who is what, or does it matter? But do any of your members, when funding time comes around, since a lot of these groups get community development block grant funding from HUD, AIDS funding, do any of your members go to the meetings where they're supposed to discuss, there's supposed to be a public discussion of proposed funding for these various groups and applicants?
Well, we have several of our members that attend their meetings, but not overtly.
Mm-hmm.
But they do attend and, of course, feedback their information to us.
But, I mean, do they, when they have a question, they're supposed to be, the public's supposed to be allowed to speak to these agendas and proposed funding. Do any of them say, hey, these people are violating federal law, the Code of Federal Regulations, they should be defunded?
Oh, we've made that point on several occasions. However, at the public meetings, quite obviously, a lot of our members are never asked to speak.
Mm-hmm. Now, one time you put out a newsletter and you listed all more than a dirty dozen corporations that fund these various radical leftist, what I call closet communists, pro-illegal alien groups. Do any of your members contact these companies and say, why are you funding them? And if you continue to do so, I'm not going to buy your products.
Oh, of course. Of course, we're doing that on an ongoing basis.
Oh, good, good. You get their 800 number, call up the president, give them hell.
Absolutely.
What would you for people who are still want to do something about curbing this illegal alien, these economic migrants? Do you have any proposals for what people can easily do or start to do? Because people just aren't going to jump right in. You know, some of them feel intimidated and don't have jobs themselves or afraid of losing their jobs. Do you have some practical suggestions for them?
Absolutely, and it's about as simplistic as you can get, and it's also toll-free. And, of course, that is to contact the elected officials in Washington. We have a double header going right at the moment, and that is to halt the deadly Obama death care plan and, of course, the amnesty that has just been presented by Representative Gutierrez. And
Where's he from?
I beg your pardon?
Where is Gutierrez from? Who does he represent? What state? Or, you know, he's a House district. Is he California or Texas?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is he in the U.S. House with Pelosi, or is he up in Sacramento?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's one of her minions.
Yep, you betcha. And
yeah.
We've got a toll-free number, which is 866-220-0044. And it's not time to be polite. Just give them a double header message. No Obama death care, no illegal alien amnesty, or you're going to be out of here come election time.
Yeah, if there's not vote fraud to keep them in, that's something we got to look out for. Do any of your people, now this is what we did up here in the north, at least in the Bay Area, was mm-hmm. check the people who register absentee. Because when Gore and was running for president, they had, I think it was Acorn, they had busloads of people coming up into the Bay Area, registering to vote absentee, registering, then getting an absentee ballot, voting, and then disappearing. I call it the Macarena Express, if you remember that was Gore's song. Do you check the voter? Do your members check the voter rolls and make sure that the people who are on there are qualified to vote and are not these bogus voters?
We have people doing that. However,
good.
It is exceptionally difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We get very little cooperation from our registrar of voters here locally, none from the registrar of voters in Los Angeles County. And, of course, even when we confirm that people have voted, fraudulently that they're illegal aliens and have violated our election laws, there is virtually never any prosecution.
Frightening. Oh, yeah, I attended the conference in Sacramento, and it was a voter wash. Now, there's a woman, she's a lawyer, I think she's a refugee or an immigrant, legal immigrant from Russia, Dr. Orly Talese, I think that's her name. Now,
No, it's Dr. Orly Tate. She was Tate. Our speaker in November.
Oh, good, okay. Now, are you aware of the latest thing that happened? She sent a certified letter to Attorney General Holder demanding, quo warrante, I can never pronounce it, listing all the things that Obama allegedly used, 39 Social Security numbers. There's a long list of charges. Were you aware of it? Oh, you're aware of this. Now, your members, are they trying to force this issue of the birth certificate, this bogus born in Hawaii or whatever the hell it was, his true citizenship?
Oh, she has worked tirelessly and is continuing to work tirelessly. And, of course, it's kind of interesting because it appears that there is not a judge. Of course, Holder has ignored her. And the judges that she has approached, particularly was kind of interesting here in Orange County, because Judge Carter had listened to her case and had agreed to set the date for a trial. In fact, he did set a date for a trial. And then the next time she encountered him, he did a 180. So the bottom line is, are we talking payoff or are we talking deadly threats? Because he just did an absolute 180 and dismissed it.
Yeah, I understand this is what they're trying to do or they have done across the country. This is just too many people are raising the question. Well, were you aware? I don't know if you went to my YouTube site. I happened to catch the Democratic convention in Denver and French TV, and they caught Bill Richardson, and it's up on the web on my YouTube site at Amicus Veritas YouTube, and Bill Richardson said, he was speaking to the Latino contingent there, or caucus, and said, Obama is an immigrant. He is one of us. I mean, he said it and the French caught it. You're aware of that?
I had heard that, yes.
Check it out. You'll see it for yourself. And he has not denied it. And I, to give Obama, treat him fairly, I said, if this is not true, then Richardson should apologize and explain this. Well, he hasn't done it. It's been a year. So,
right.
he must have known something.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he did. And I'm sure he's right in the middle of it with all the rest of them.
Yeah, with his own problem. He's got American citizenship, but I think his mother was Mexican and his father's from Massachusetts, and I think he was born in Mexico, but he's legal since. But I find it interesting that he's covering up for somebody who's been accused across the country of being illegal and a citizen of Great Britain or Indonesia or wherever the heck,
Right.
I never saw so many citizenships and all this money to conceal everything.
That's right.
Well, I want, got any other tips for people since you work so tirelessly? By the way, you're part Native American, aren't you?
I sure am. I'm from the Pine Ridge Reservation.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, by the way, was that ever reason?
Call me racist.
Yeah, well, we're both part Indian, I think. Hey, whatever happened to our friend? He went to Idaho. I forgot his name. It's been several years. Who?
You mean Stan Hess?
Yeah, Stan Hess. Is he still around? Is he still living?
He's still living, but he has pretty much dropped out of the
effort. Okay, because he told me he was going to Idaho, and that was the end of it. And it was too bad because he sounded – well, I guess, some people do get burned out. That's why you got to kind of pace this. But we've got to keep fighting this because we're not going to have a country.
That's right. We are the target of multiple worldwide hoaxes, this climate crap.
Oh, yeah.
Obama's health plan – and now amnesty. So we are really the target, and the ultimate goal is to destroy America.
Oh, yeah. By the way, are they trying to for now, what's your utility down there? Is it Southern California, Ed, or?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because up here they are trying to force everybody, in fact, they said it, they're going to install these so-called smart meters. You know, it's tied into this climate gate, great, uh-huh. excuse me, climate gate scandal, you know.
Uh-huh.
I understand. I said, well, what's the matter with the old meters? You know, all these years we've had these meters, and you've been collecting money on the basis of what the meter registered, and now you're saying these meters are no good or inaccurate, and you're bringing in these so-called green meters, and to me that only means dollar signs, you know.
That's right.
But it seems that we're being attacked on all fronts, and, you know, got to pick our fights carefully. Any further tips? So we got a couple, minute or two remaining.
Well, just I hope people wrote down that toll-free number to contact.
And then go to your website, too. Then go to your website, too, right?
Absolutely, ccir.net. And we would love to hear from them. As I said, again, toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's easy to remember. And don't forget that toll-free phone number, because I'll tell you right now, it looks like it's going to be up to us, American patriots, to shut that Senate phone lines down again in self-defense.
So that has happened. Now, that's at the National 800, the free line, right, to call Congress?
866-220-0044.
Okay, because I've tried to call, and it has tied up the lines. And now,
yes.
People who may have forgotten things, you can be Googled, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just put in my name. And, of course, you will see the deluge of hate mail toward me and the coalition. But that's okay, because that means we must be doing something right.
Isn't it interesting? Those of us who are centrists and are moderates, we're the target of hate. But the radical left, when they practice hate against us, it's not a hate crime. Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting. We're the primary targets. But
yeah.
Like I said, that must mean we're doing something right and getting these traitors and these treasonous people who have betrayed their oath of office. That means we must be getting them nervous.
Oh, one other thing. Are you going to the high schools and talking to these civics classes? Or think we still have civics classes? Are you talking to the young people? Because they're the ones who are going to be really affected.
We are handing out flyers on campuses. Unfortunately, we are not very welcome to come and speak.
Oh, it's too bad. Well, listen, thank you so much, Barbara. This was very informative, and let's do it again. We'll keep on this because it's the most important issue in the country today if we're going to have a country in the future. I want to thank
Stand
you for being
up. Stand up and be counted. Stand
exactly.
up and be counted.
Not only that, speak out, stand firm, I tell people.
Absolutely, and I'll leave your listeners with one thought, and I never meant this more literally and more seriously. Act now. The life you save may be your own.
And your citizenship. Thank you so much, Barbara, and have a happy holiday. We'll talk soon.
You betcha. Thank you. God
okay.
bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hang in there. This is Peter Paul Brizola, and coming up... Coming up will be in January, a salute to Australia, New Zealand. These will be some audio morsels extracted from over 1,500 interviews and programs that I produce at Western Public Radio, and we're done in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and here in the States. And we will keep going on our military history series, and we will be talking about the rights of military recruits and service people and veterans. We'll continue. That's one of our particular agendas. And exposing the frauds that are going on under the guise of charity. I want to thank you all for listening, and glad Barbara got a hold of Barbara finally. And do support her because the citizenship you save may be your own. This is Peter Paul Brizola. thank you for listening and for tuning in. And this is also archived. We try to keep that up there, so these shows up there. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Okay.